This is Sam from the Starbirds Podcast, a member of the Donate for Destiny team, and we would love for you to affect our upcoming dice pool for Episode 9 next Saturday. You can find more info on our page at Starbirds Pod on Twitter. Stay tuned for another exciting episode of the Dicey Cantina.
Elimination! Rebel sharpshooters Voltrix and Scion Desik wait patiently as their scout Zack seeks positive confirmation on their target. Can they complete their mission successfully with time to spare? Find out in the exciting conclusion of the Big Bang Cadence.
Boys, just give me a minute. I'm going to get you more information. At this point, we need to know what's going on. We only have one shot at this, so the fact that I can't see in there is a problem. Just give me 1 minute. I'm going to sneak up.
Voltrix, why don't you get back on your target, and I will, again, be on overwatch for our friend.
Roger. As he's doing that, Voltrix will look at the kid. Watch those bad guys down there. Let me know if they go anywhere.
You got it, mister.
He gives him, like, a big thumbs up with the big suction cup.
Okay, so let's do the stealth roll. It's actually a purple and a red.
Okay, purple and a red. Got it. Then I have 3 success, a 1 advantage, and a triumph.
Nice.
Okay. So as you kind of move around the apartment, there's a crack in the fresher door, and you can see your target through the door. Standing between the fresher door and your target is the muscle from Pana the Hut that's there. It's the guy who's barking orders, telling the guy to grab his bag and that they're heading back to Coruscant, kind of thing. So you see only 2 people. One is your target, one is Pana's henchman. And what do you want for your triumph?
I can tell you what I want to happen. I'm not sure. So there's just one guy in the fresher, one henchman, right?
Yeah, there's 2 people in the apartment with you, one henchman and your target.
Oh, so they were having the argument.
Okay, yeah, he's conscious, I assume.
He is.
What I want to happen, if I'm perfectly honest, is I want these 2 people to have their confrontation in sight of one of my snipers, if I'm honest. I don't know how that would happen, like, narratively. But I want them to, like, move out of the fresher into sight of Scion or Voltrix.
I've got you. I think I know exactly where this is gonna head to it. As Zack is stealthily moving around the apartment, he gets a really good angle on the fresher door that's kind of partially opened, and he's made out that the target's in the fresher and one of Pana's goons is there, and that there are 2 people total in the apartment. Zack pulls out his stun grenade to better be able to get a handle on the situation, being in there by himself without compromising the mission. And as he goes to toss the stun grenade into the fresher, he hits the door to open it up to better access with the grenade. And this is where I'm flipping the dark side token. So know that this isn't negating your triumph, but rather the door opening causes a distraction and your target seizes the opportunity to hit the thug over the head with the bag that he's been packing and dart out of the room, not seeing Zack at all. He's making a run for it, and the stun grenade goes off and knocks out the thug in the restroom.
So if Scion had eyes on the target, he would want to confirm with Voltrix to take a shot.
Remember, Voltrix has been just sitting here, finger on the trigger, waiting to hear the word go.
Right. So I guess when the targets run out, Zack over the comm says, "Targets available, shot available. Confirm, confirm."
Okay. Do I actually get a shot? Do I actually have a shot is what I meant to say.
I think we roll the combat checks and see how it goes from there.
I love it. Let's do it.
I was going to go for a chase, but it makes sense that you guys have been ready for your shot. So let's do that. Let's roll that skill.
I mean, if we miss, there's going to be a chase.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So Scion is at long range for your difficulty.
Are we going with like our vigilance cool that, you know, initiative or no?
No, just roll the combat and then we'll see.
All right.
Because if you guys succeed, then you've taken the shot. You've gotten it.
Okay.
if you guys fail, then we'll work on initiative and things like that afterwards. Each of these guys has a rank in adversary, so each of you are going to upgrade once.
I knew it.
It's all good.
Your guns are too powerful, guys.
Sion, you've got 2 setback dice because the target made himself visible just now at a sprint. So you've got to pick your target up quick.
I'm at long range, which is 3, correct?
Correct. Unless your scope reduces the range, which a lot of them do.
But just to make sure, adversary takes one of the purple and turns them red, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so you have 2 purple, 1 red. Can Zach assist them in any way? I know you're going to say no.
Yep, I say no.
But I had to ask.
That's fair.
So,
and don't roll it quite yet, because I do want you and Chris to roll simultaneously as well.
We have 5 light sight.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
We're going to use them.
I wasn't going to say, but yeah.
I'm going to.
Chris, I think you have 1 setback that I think your scope removes anyway, but it's not for darkness, it's for the crowd.
Yep. So the telescopic sight will decrease my difficulty at long range. So it's equivalent of extreme range to long range. I'm going to use true aim as my aim maneuver. So that'll upgrade 1 instead of adding a blue. And then I'll flip over a light side.
So should I have 1 more boost for the aim then?
So true aim is a different skill. Yeah. But you do have, yes, you should have 1 more boost for saying that you're aiming.
Yep, that's all I can do to boost myself right now.
All right, so the nice GM in me asks, Sion, do you want to upgrade as well by flipping a token?
I believe I should. So that would be 2 yellow and 2 green. Yeah, I'm ready. So I've got 4 blue, 2 green, 2 yellow, 2 black, 2 purple, 1 red.
All right, so you guys have your pools ready?
Yep.
All right. So you hear Zach say, target confirm, execute, 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 and roll your dice.
Ha! Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Okay. That's going to hurt. One of the functions of my blaster rifle is that I automatically get 2 advantage. I didn't roll any advantage, and I did not roll a triumph. However, I rolled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 successes. This is the damage is 11, so that would be 18 damage, and it's pierce 1, so it ignores 1. What's that? Soak.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I understand right.
I'll describe that in a minute. What'd you get, Chris?
3 successes.
Wait, I'm not done. I'm sorry, guys. Oh. So one of the functions of having the 2 advantages is that the Night Stinger blaster rifle criticals on 2. So it's an automatic critical hit. That's what I needed to finish with. Sorry, this is exciting. I'm like shaking over here.
That's all right. What'd you get, Chris?
So I got 3 successes with 3 advantages. So it'll be 16 damage, and I will crit as well.
Nice.
Right. So there's the slow-mo sniper action scene, as everyone's expecting, and this pause, breath as you guys pull the trigger, and the shots ring out. And the target on the 20th floor, Sion's target, takes 2 steps into the living room before he's just completely knocked over mid-stride with a shot taken out. And then the officer on the 25th floor is sitting there leaning over the table, laughing up the pot that he's just won in poker before he just kind of pauses and slumps and hits the table and lays there still. So you guys have taken out both your targets.
Score 2 for the rebellion. Zach, you better exit that building as quickly as you can, my friend. But, of course, discreetly, do not be seen.
There's a break of static over your guys' comms.
Revenant Squadron to Purgle Company. We're on station and beginning our approach on target. Get ready to go loud.
The pierced transparisteel windows of the apartment, as they cracked, set off the building's alarms. The emergency lighting kicks on and a siren kicks off. And Zach, I think you've got to make it out now that everybody's on high alert.
Can I Before I tell you what I want to do, can I ask how many Lysite tokens we have?
You have 3 left.
Okay, so I guess as the two shots kind of simultaneously go, Zach hears it in his comms and says into the comms while he goes to the trash chute, opens it and says, "You'll never appreciate what I do for you guys," and kind of leans back as if he was a scuba diver to fall down the trash chute undetected. Do I need to do a roll for stealth or what?
We'll take coordination now.
Okay, that's fair. What's the difficulty?
You're going to the bottom. This is a trash chute that's not made for you. This is a hard check.
Hard. Okay, let's not die, guys. Okay, hard. Got it. All right. I have 1 success and 1 threat.
So you get banged up a little bit as you go down. Just take a strain for that.
Okay.
And do write it down because it'll carry over into the big battle. But you guys are now in the extricate yourselves from the area and head south to the courtyard.
Voltrix, do you have any idea about these two individuals that are here on the property where I find myself? Have they been alerted?
Oh, one moment. Voltrix looks over at the kid. Hey, what are they doing?
He's actually he's taken his eyes completely off them and he's staring right at you. And there's kind of a blink of the big kid eyes.
Saucer eyes.
Yeah, saucer eyes. And he goes, "That was Wizard!"
Yes!
So he doesn't know at the moment.
Voltrix looks at him. "Soldier, look at what you're supposed to be looking at." And then Voltrix will look through his scope and try to see what those two, the Trandoshan and the Kushiban, what they're doing.
And while that's happening, Sion is going to essentially collect himself, probably going to try to stow his rifle, like strap, you know, throw it over his shoulder right now. No, you know what? He probably wouldn't. He would probably carry it. He definitely wants to get ready to leave with a quickness if he needs, or like when he can.
Yeah, so Voltrix sees through the scope that both the Transocean and Kushiban are on high alert and pointing up in animated fashion above them and are heading up the concrete stairs towards, they just heard the blaster sound.
But they didn't hear mine.
Do you have a silencer?
Yep.
Oh. So the Trandoshan and the Kushiban actually are continuing just argue amongst themselves. They didn't hear the shot.
Okay. Over the comms, Voltrix just says, "You seem to be clear. They don't seem to know where you are, and they are arguing with each other."
Can you see a clear egress that I might follow? What is the safest way down, do you surmise?
You said it's a construction building? Or it's a building under construction? Is there a crane? Wait, let me rephrase it. I'm going to flip over light side. There's a crane there. Voltrix just says, "Use the crane. It's to the west."
That is a capital idea, my friend. I will be down presently.
So, I'm going to try to take the crane. But is this like going to be something I can climb down, or is it... Or is it like I gotta turn it on to make it like go down?
Yeah, you got like a platform there that you can flip the switch and it'll take the platform down to ground level.
Okay.
Just in case this alerts them, would you keep an eye on these two?
Will do.
As soon as he says will do, click.
Let's go with an average stealth to get past them.
Okay. Oh, that's not good. I got 3 advantage, but no success.
Okay. They're on the 3rd floor. You started out basically on what would be like the 10th story or something along those lines. And as you are coming down, I see you're kind of, there's nothing else on the platform to really hide behind. So you've got kind of your rifle slung over your shoulder as you're riding down. And you see the Trandoshan and the Kushiban arguing. And as you pass the 3rd floor, they just turn and look at you. Mouths kind of like, "What?"
I salute at them.
Yes.
I would like to use 2 of those advantage and regain a little strain.
Okay. With that, they're kind of stunned to silence as you pass them by. But once you get a floor below them, you can hear them start to move your way. And Voltrix, through the scope, you can see that they are heading for the stairs.
All right. I will put the Trandoshan in the crosshairs and squeeze the trigger.
Okay.
Now, what's the range that I am?
You're at long range.
All right. I will use true aim again. Just one success, but with three advantages.
One success. All right. What's your damage then?
16 on that attack.
That's amazing.
Oh, so as the Trandoshan goes to enter the stairwell, he's hit by your blaster shot and kind of rocks back and slumps against the Durkrete retaining wall there. He's out.
Okay. Can I use the advantages to frighten the Kushiban? Give him a black die for his next action?
Yes. I think at the moment he's actually considering what's going on. As he does that, Zach, you've made it to the dumpster outside the condo, and you can hear the siren going off as you guys have drawn a bit of attention now. Where are you going?
I guess he kind of hears what happened over the comms and relays, must be nice going out on a crane over covered in trash, but I guess that's just the life that I live. I guess we were all meet at rendezvous. I'm sure they had a rendezvous in place for extraction before the mission started, so he's trying to tell them he'll meet them at that extraction point.
Will do.
I will see you there.
All right. So that would put Zach heading towards the south for the big battle that we're going to do later. So let's get one more stealth roll for him to blend into the crowd to get away. At this stage, you probably have an average check.
Okay.
With a setback.
Oh my gosh. Zach failed a stealth roll with 7 advantage. I don't even know what to do with that, if I'm honest. 1 failure, 7 advantage.
That's a lot.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
So you round the corner, ready to head off south, and standing at the entrance of the condos is a squad of stormtroopers that are motioning and corralling everybody coming out of the building. And they spot you and direct you towards the rest of the crowd. Deadline, everyone over here. This is just for your protection, your safety. Nothing to see here. Come over here. And so they haven't in any way linked you as a problem.
Right.
But they have stopped you from melding in with the crowd.
I think Zach follows, waiting for another opportunity to blend into the shadows.
All right. So, Thion, you're just about at the base of the construction site. Let's make a vigilance check.
I can do that. Let's see. What the heck is my vigilance?
So it's going to be a hard check with 2 setbacks.
I'm just checking 1 talent because I know it might apply to this, so I just want to make sure. Okay, so I have the natural, I'm just telling you ahead of time, I have the natural hunter talent, which allows me once per session to reroll a perception or vigilance check if necessary. I'm just letting you know that. So because my vigilance is only 2 green, so we're going to see how this goes. here we go. 1 failure, 1 advantage. So I'm going to go ahead and use that talent for my once per session, and let's see what happens.
You know what? I'm actually going to upgrade it now.
Oh,
since I have tokens left.
You do.
You can upgrade your roll with some tokens.
Yeah, what's the count? Light versus dark.
So with that flip, you're now 2 light and 3 dark.
Sure, I'll upgrade 1 of mine, so just that makes back. Me right. 1 green, 1 yellow, 2 black, 1 purple, 1 red, correct?
Yeah.
Here we go, gentlemen. Oh, that's interesting. So that's 1 success, 2 threat, and 1 triumph.
That is worth.
So I'm able to get out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say that I injure myself somehow on the way out. That's what the 2 threat are. Like a trip, or I mean, it's a construction site, right? So something catches me that I wasn't expecting.
Uh-huh. And it actually tears a patch off your shoulder.
Which freaking irritates me.
Your Purgle Company patch is left at the scene.
Oh no, that's brutal. Oh, that's not good. The triumph, I was going to say that somehow the Kushivan sort of like got stuck in the site somehow. Like,
yeah, for the triumph, they're not, yeah, or he's not following you.
Oh, fudge. Oh no.
Yeah, you're able to get away almost scot-free. You've left a little bit of evidence.
Leaving evidence is not cool.
Yeah. The Kushiban has served its purpose. It now knows who took out the target and the Trandoshan.
Oh, God.
But that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Voltric, things are clear. How do you extricate yourself from this child that you are now the hero of?
Voltric just gets up very calmly. Puts his gun back on his back, looks over at the kid. If you want to join the rebellion, call me in a few years. And he tosses him a comm code.
Really?
And then Voltrix just walks out and looks over his shoulder and smiles at the kid. We're the real heroes. And then walks out.
Love it. So the kid looks at his Voltrix, makes his way out into the hall of the office. The camera stays on the kid with a sense of hope as he immediately pulls the micro binoculars up to his eyes and starts looking at all the other buildings. The music swells, the credits roll, we've reached the end. Gregory and Chris, thank you so much for playing. Tell people about yourselves one more time. Tell them where to find what you work on.
I'm Chris Berlew. I'm the game master for the Redemption podcast. We're a Star Wars actual play set in the Clone Wars. I'm also a player on Tales of Blood and Stone, which is a Shadow of the Demon Lord actual play.
I'm Gregory, and you can find me playing Star Wars with the Tabletop Galaxy crew. I'm in the Second Sunrise game. We have things in the works. I might actually take over the GM chair for a little while here coming up. So you can find us at Tabletop Galaxy, and you can find me at 1N20DND. That's 1, the letter N, 20, and then DND.
Great. I'll be sure to have links in the show notes as well. Thank you guys so much for playing. This has been a blast.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, guys. So much.
Thanks for joining us in the Dicey Cantina. Enjoying the show? Consider giving us a 5-star review on your favorite podcatcher and reach out on Twitter at Dicey Cantina, shoot an email to diceycantina@gmail.com, or record us a message over on our page at anchor.fm. We'd love to hear from you. Your support truly helps the show grow. And for a preview of another exciting podcast, stay tuned after the credits. We want to say thanks to Chris and Gregory for joining Purgle Company. You can hear Chris GM the Redemption podcast on their 6th season starting this fall. And Gregory can be found on YouTube at 1in20D&D or with Second Sunrise on the Tabletop Galaxy crew. Also, did you know that Donate for Destiny is nearing the halfway mark of its $500 goal? Influence our Destiny pool and that of other great podcasts like Coruscant Nights, Starbirds, Flight Risk, and New Republic Radio with your donation to the Child's Play charity. Child's Play provides toys and video game consoles to kids in hospitals and domestic violence shelters to help make their stay more comfortable. For every $4 you donate, you can add a light side token to our game pool. Or for $10, you can make the Destiny pool all light or dark on any of the participating podcasts. Visit diceycantina.com/destiny for this fun way you can make a difference. Listen up for the following special preview, but in the meantime, that's all for now. So pull up a stool, and we'll see you here next week in the Dicey Cantina.
Hello, I'm Gregory Festo, and I had the great pleasure of playing Sion Desik, a member of Team Sniper, part of Purgil Company. And wow, what an adventure we had. I am excited for you to hear the rest of this story. When I'm not part of Purgil Company, you can find me on the Tabletop Galaxy podcast as a member of the Second Sunrise crew. I play Zarko Cruz. However, currently, I'm actually GMing a short arc for our story. I hope you'll check us out on Twitch or YouTube or your favorite podcatcher. Again, that's Tabletop Galaxy. See you out there in the stars.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there were still stories waiting to be told. Force Majeure is an actual play Star Wars podcast following groups of Emergent Force sensitives, trying to survive the worst the Outer Rim can throw at them. So if you like action, adventure, thrilling yarns, and good tea, you might enjoy Force Majeure. Find us on Twitter at Force Majeure Pod, or online at forcemajeurepod.com, or wherever you find your podcasts.